Jason, are you pretty excited about the series?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the series. Playoff basketball is when basketball really counts, and you just bond together with your teammates and try to get wins.
You got Brandon Roy missing, someone that you probably spent a lot of time covering. Or is that something that you're kind of relieved about, or is it whatever happens, happens?
It's whatever happens, happens. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation for him, but in the playoffs, this is when guys really step up. So, they got one star down, somebody up on the team will try to pick up his slack and, try to do the things he does.
How about defensively? Portland's always tough. They've held you guys probably your lowest. Is that something that you're concerned about at all?
We're not concerned about it. We still have to go out there and play our style of basketball. They're a pretty good defensive team. I mean, very good defensive team in that matter. Got a lot of long guys, and we've got to play the style of basketball we normally play.
How are you feeling physically?
I'm feeling pretty good. The backs have his moments, but other than that, everything goes well.
Jason, how are you? We were talking about team chemistry. The other night, somebody counted 200 times that Steve came over and high-fived teammates during the game. Tell me about when he's in a game, he's constantly picking you up.
I mean, he always, encouraging guys. If guys make mistakes, he's the first one to tell them, forget about the play, make the next play. Always just there, giving you a high five and just encourage you that, that's the type of guy he is. He's our leader.
And you ever had a teammate like that?
No, I never had a teammate like that. I mean, the first time I came here, me and Jared was like, man, how many times are we going to slap hands with Steve? So it was just funny. So now it's just normal. Anytime you go five, I'll just have your hand ready because you go give you a smack of five.
There's a lot being written that Portland without Brandon Roy, and a lot being talked about, you guys should cruise in this series because they don't have Roy. Talk about that angle.
We're not overlooking that. I mean, it's unfortunate that they don't have Brandon Roy. He's a great player. But in the playoff, that's when other guys step up, and it's when guys make their mark. So. They know they will out their leader, but they're going to have other guys try to step up, pick up slack. You got Fernandez, they got Webster. They got a couple other guys that can help bring some of the things he does to the floor.
Thank you.
Talk about your matchup with Rudy. Have you had a lot of experience with him? What do you expect?
I haven't had a lot of experience with him. He's been hurt this year, so I can't remember much about him. So we're definitely watching a lot of film. But he's one of those guys that can get to the basket. He can shoot the ball real good. He's very athletic. Almost in a sense, to me, almost like a Ginobili sense, kind of. This real unorthodox, can do a lot of things that you don't expect him to do. So it's going to be a challenge, but I'm ready for it.
Is Andre a guy that when you get switched off on him or you got that assignment to sit in front of and keep him out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, Andre is a very smart player. He's one of the smarter guys in the league. I take advantage of guys, and I get to the basket, and I use his body. So, I was going to be switched out to him, going to do a job of keeping him out of the paint and try to keep him from getting into the offense.
How much are you personally looking forward to extra games after the regular season?
I'm loving this time of the year. And it's been, 3 years since I've been in playoffs, and it's only the second time in my career in 9 years. So. I'm definitely glad that, I haven't set any summer plans yet, no summer vacations, and right now just worry about basketball.
How much do you guys look at the news yesterday about Brandon Roy? I mean, without him, does it play much of a factor or a difference?
No, because we knew he was kind of, he's questionable, but it's unfortunate that he's out, but.